closing out Women's History Month. And so what better way than to have women who have inspired my life for this last week on the Motivations Podcast. And so our guest today, it's no stranger probably to many of you, and she is just such a blessing to me. And she knows I always thank her for always just thinking of me to allow me to share with her women's group. I don't take it lightly. And so it's an honor and privilege whenever I'm able to serve under her. She is so many things. She wears so many hats. So she's going to share with us her top three hats after we get her introduction. So none other than Pastor Coach Tamara Pope.
Hey there. Thank you for inviting me into this space. And I don't take lightly our connection and our relationship. And I just have to thank you for your availability. You have been available in one of the toughest seasons in my life. And I am forever grateful for your being available and your being prepared, always solid and prepared. And I just want to thank you.
You are welcome. So introduce yourself to our listening in.
I'm Tamara Pope, affectionately known as Coach Tam, Pastor Tam. I'm an ordained pastor as well. But most of all, I am the daughter of the Most High God, and I just want to be found pleasing in His sight. Everything that I do, I set out to please Him. I want to make sure that I'm lining up with His will, His plan, His purpose, and His desire for my life. That's who I am in
that
a nutshell.
And this is who I have always seen. I believe the first time I encountered you, I want to say at the Cedar Lake retreat.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Was it Cedar Lake?
Way back with Bobby Grant and the
ladies.
I was newly saved and back. Wow. It was going down at the lake. Okay.
Yes.
So I believe that's the first encounter I had with you. And then I believe the second encounter was at the Wounded Women's Ministry under Pastor Patricia Hill. You were the speaker there. And so those two encounters, I never forget. And from those moments, I like she is the real deal. And you just inspired me. From the first time we met, I always had a strong, powerful, authoritative word of God. I love your authority in the Lord and how Amen. You go forth and you give God your all. And, you know, and that is what women need today, to have mentors who they can look up to, who are authentic, who are living what they're teaching and preaching and doing it with sincerity and power.
Amen.
And so, and the anointing. And so we thank you for your labor of love. We thank you for your sacrifice. I mean, many may not understand, as being a leader, it takes great sacrifice.
Yes,
great
it does.
Sacrifice. And so today, the Lord just laid it on my heart for me and you to come on and have you share with us. We're going to talk about the balancing act of the hat. The many hats that we as women wear, and you have chosen your top three hats.
Yeah.
Amen. So we're going to let you loose and we're just going to flow from there. And you now are free to share with us.
I love the topic, the top three hats, the many hats we wear. My top hat is being a child of God. That's my top hat. Matthew 22, 37 through 39, which is one of my favorite scriptures. This is Jesus talking. He's responded to a Pharisaic question, asking him, what's the greatest commandment? He responds, the greatest commandment is to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our, that's my top hat on a daily basis, learning how to love God, because that's what matters most to him. Learning how to love him from my core, you know, because as women, and we let so many people into our core, into our heart, into our spirit, that soulish area of our lives, the seat of our will, the seat of our emotions, that desire center, the decision-making center, the passionate place in our life. And we let so many in who don't belong in, when the Father wants all. And if we learn how to love him with all, then we'll know how to give those others what belongs to them. But the first stop and first step has to be him. My coach, my cousin, my coach, Dr. Darius, I heard him say that the heart, it is a seat, a throne, not a couch. And if someone else is sitting there, then the Father's not going to share. And often we treat that area like it's a couch, you know, like it's God plus all these other people in that center. And he does not share. His word tells us he's a jealous God, and we should have no other gods before him. And so that first hat in my life that I give myself to getting right is that hat of being the daughter that he's created me to be, making sure that he is getting out of my life what he wants, because that's what really matters. If we don't have that right, we're not going to handle other people right. We're not. We're not. Those other relationships in our lives are always going to be off if we don't have the most important relationship in our lives correct. Then it goes on to say 38 and 39, that's the first and the greatest, the second is like it, to love our neighbors as ourselves. So it's him, then it's my husband, then my children, then everybody else. And that's how I set things up, because I don't want to be found leading women astray, even as they watch, you know, because people are watching us, Coach Mona.
All
They
the
are, and I'm not saying we perfect, because girl, we ain't perfect. We not.
time.
The word of God said all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And I'll tell you in a minute, girl,
Every
I
day,
messed
so.
up. I messed up. Last year I had some big mess ups. And this first quarter, I've been giving myself to prayerfully redeeming and getting right some things that I messed up. I did. It was me. Blame not on anybody else. It was me. And so I find myself in this place of enjoying the word that tells us that God is not slack concerning his promises, but he's faithful towards us. Woo! And he doesn't desire that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. And I can't remember which translation, if it's the New Living or which translation that says, he's not slack concerning his promises, but he's patiently waiting on us. Oh God. Patiently, girl, waiting, just waiting on us to get it
And I find
right.
when I fall short and not meaning to fall short, because we're striving to live for Christ and to love like Christ. A lot of those times, God covers me.
Yes, God.
Like you know it, you notice it. It stands out to you, but people don't even notice. Because
He's
God,
so faithful.
He's so faithful,
Ooh,
so
he's so
loving.
faithful. Oh Lord, I just thank him. I thank him for the shed blood of the Lamb. I thank him for the blood. I thank him for the blood, which covers that relationship for me. That's my first hat, because what I have found when I don't prioritize him, I put unrealistic expectations and pressure on others in my life to do and be what only he can be and do. And so as I give myself even to growing in relationship with him, the discovery of all that he is, his never leaving nor forsaking, being a present help in the time of trouble, our refuge and our strength, you know, that safe place, that secret place. As I give myself to that, even at times where I might go to get upset because somebody said, girl, I got you, I'm gonna be there, and then they weren't there. What I have to remember is only God doesn't sleep or slumber.
That's it.
Everybody else get tired, you
They
know, they
fall
get
short.
tired.
Only God gonna come through
That's
100%.
right. That's it, you know, and so they can't. They can't, as much as they might want to be, they can't, because just like me, they are human. And my daddy used to tell me, he said, girl, I know your spirit is willing, but the flesh gets weak. You gotta take care. I said, I know, daddy, but he said, look. And so that's the biggest hat for me, my relationship with him, because
And I feel that that should be every Christian believer's first hat, is giving God all of our heart and allowing him. And I found when I always say, when I got saved for real, when I went all in with God, I found that letting him into my heart in that core place, that when he got there, He had to do some work. He had to
Yes,
dig up on
Lord.
stuff, root it
Yes, Lord.
up, do some healing, do some deliverance. But
Yes,
I had
God.
to allow him in there, in there, in my heart, in to the core. Allow him to go there, dig up some stuff, to heal some stuff.
Yes,
And
Lord.
I find that some are not willing to allow God to go deep into that space. They're not being vulnerable. Do you find that as you mentor and minister to others, those
I do.
who might haven't gotten to that place yet? And I know we have to have the grace for all of us get there, and
I find that all of us have some places and spaces that we're not quite ready to let him into. The first book that I wrote is called My Time to Deal With It. And I actually did a 5-day teaching last week on My Time to Deal With It. And the Lord was showing me how it's time to start those sessions back to help people walk through the process of addressing and dealing with. And I do, some are just afraid. Some don't see the necessity. For some, they're just not aware. There are just so many reasons why people don't allow or won't go down that path. Some just choose to avoid. Some are afraid of confrontation. Some are afraid of exposure, because that's huge. We're in this society now where we're putting everybody on blast. But they're just, various reasons. And so part of what I do is I do walk with women as they go through the process of growing in relationship with Father, and then discovering those things that are within that are not like him, and then teaching them and walking along the path of not just teaching, but being an example of how that looks in the flesh. Okay. Because when you teach me, I need more than your words. I need your life.
And that's key. We need to see tangible people in our life living out this word.
We
And I
do.
found that on my quest for God, more of God, I was looking for that, and I wasn't getting it. I was not getting it. And at some point in my life, I started judging people, like, well, they're supposed to be a Christian, but they're doing this and they're doing that. But it was just from a place of, I need to see it, God. I was at that place where I needed to see it. I need to see proof that you're real, that you can change lives. And at that point in my life, I didn't get it. And so I didn't get the, I guess my seeds were planted on shallow, maybe, because I end up falling back and going back into the world because I was looking for something, but I didn't get it. And I was looking for that to help anchor me. And I found it.
You know what I'm realizing, because I'm a pastor's daughter, pastor's wife, and now a pastor, staff pastor for our church. And I would say for years, I didn't, there's just so much that I didn't receive, that I didn't get. I didn't get, I didn't see it. I needed it. And what I realize now is I was getting it, but didn't realize I was getting it. Each generation does it differently.
That's true.
So for my mom and them generation, my grandma's generation was just the silent generation. You don't talk about that,
That's true.
My mom's generation, they talked a little, but not, a
Still.
whole lot. There are just things that you don't, they're just taboo, even in the Christian community. Although we're going through things, my generation, we like, look, we got to talk about it. My kids' generation is like, you need to tell me about it. They real confrontational. Okay, you're talking about with her. I need that. So you need to tell me about it, because so I just noticed that each generation has handled differently. But when I look, the more I learn, my mind always goes back to the demonstration that I did see that was right before me. The lives that were lived, I didn't understand, because it wasn't conversation. And I really didn't understand what they were doing, why they were doing what they were doing. But the more I grow in the word, and the Father brings revelation, he also brings up lifestyles before me.
Yes.
Okay. So I did have some. And I thank God for that. And they're gonna say the same thing about us. As much as we think we
Yes.
talk and as open as we think we
Yes.
the same thing about us. So the goal is for me, Titus 2 is another passage that I love, is to be a Titus 2 woman in the
Yes.
lives of those women that I do touch with this hat. I know that this call on my life, I have a heavy call for discipleship.
Yes.
Discipleship and evangelism. I'm
Yes.
pastoral in nature, yes, because I'm a shepherd of women. I mean, I
Yes.
love people and I love to walk with them, and I want you to understand it, because I know if you don't understand it, you can't do it.
That's true.
Okay. And then that grace that we need to accompany that which we do is just so critical in this season, because we're in this culture where I'll cancel you and I'll throw you away. I'm not
Cancel.
having anything to do with you,
Yes.
because you've offended me, you've wounded me. But what about all the things the Father has forgiven me for, and he gave his son, and the blood was shed for me for? And Matthew 6, 13 and 14, or is it 14 and 15, says, if you forgive them, I forgive you. If you don't forgive them, I don't forgive you. So just learning even more how to walk in it and
Yes.
be an example of it as I'm calling others to it.
Yes.
It's so critical. But I'm like, Paul, okay, I gotta tell you that I ain't
Yes.
got it yet. But I do press
Yeah,
toward the
press
mark of the
toward the
prize,
mark.
the high call.
Call,
The prize.
press.
So if you see me mess up, I don't want you to get judgmental. I'm telling you, I'm gonna mess up, because
Yes.
I'm human like you. But I am going to confess if I mess up. I'm not going to try to hide it.
Gonna
That was
stay
such a
there.
dark, yeah, that I'm gonna confess it. I'm going to tell you, I messed up. I messed up, I was wrong. And then I'm going to look for a way to correct it. That repentance is so critical,
It
to me. It's just so critical, because I don't want to be a repeat offender, I don't. I don't. And so that hat, that's a major hat, because
Major
I
head.
won't know how to handle everybody and everything else. If
Yes.
that hat is not on, if I'm not wearing that hat well,
Yes.
yeah, that's the major one in my life.
Yes. I
Yeah.
totally agree that that is a major hat for me as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. My second one is my hat is a wife. I tell people, when the Father called me, he did not call me to sacrifice my family
Yes.
for what he's called me to do. That wasn't the call for me. That wasn't the call for me. I know, as Pastor Dr. David Pope's wife, next to my relationship with the Father, making sure that I'm good and in a good place is being his wife. I was created as his helpmeet to help
Yes.
him. That word help meet is to assist, to come alongside. It also means succor. That word succor is another word for help meet. And that means to assist, especially in difficult situations.
Yes.
So I got to be present and know my place in my role. Or when it gets tough, I'm going to look away instead of work alongside and do what I was created to do, for those tough spots. We often say, when we got married, we weren't coming in looking for a way out, but we were looking for a way through.
Yes.
So when it gets tough, I'm looking for a way through. I'm his succor. That's what I was created to
Yes.
do, to help him when it gets tougher. And I do that through remaining in the face and at the feet of Jesus, so that when things rub me wrong, I don't rub him wrong, but I'm casting that stuff on the Father. And I talk to the Father before I talk to him, because there are some things, although I might be right in my dislike, but some things I don't need to talk to him about, because I will mess things up if I don't spend time in the presence of the Lord for direction on how to go and when to go and when not to go, and how to reconcile, because I'm his succor. I am. I'm his
And
help.
that R word, I always pray for a spirit of reconciliation in the marriage.
Yes. Yes.
I've been
Yes, yes,
praying that
yes.
for years, and
Yes.
it works
Yes, it
because
does.
you're really becoming and learning down through the years. And when you allow God to work in you and through you in the marriage, like you said, you know when to go to the Father. You know,
Yeah.
say something, but then you know when not to say something.
That's right. That's right. That's so important.
And how to
Yeah.
cover, as we, some people don't believe women cover their husbands, wives cover their husbands, but
Yeah.
we do cover our husbands and
Yes, we do.
vice versa. And that's why I know, seeing marriages go through many struggles with God there, you can go through anything. You can
Yes, you
overcome
can.
anything when you both have that solid foundation. You're
Yeah.
committed to the Lord.
Yeah.
That's when you can work through anything and
Yeah.
overcome it.
You really can. You
And I always
really
say,
can.
if the marriage doesn't work, it's not God's fault. It's not God's fault. It's the individuals who wouldn't submit under the will of God, his plan, and live in a way, in the way that God has ordained for us to live according to his word. If you follow in that word sincerely from a place of authenticity in your heart, and you want to do what God has called you to do as a wife, God will work with you through it and
Yes, he
bring
will.
you and
Yes,
bring
he
you
will.
closer and closer together.
Yeah. Yeah,
Even on your maddest, baddest moment.
but you know, my family life has been the place that birthed me out. Oftentimes people look for other people to my family life has birthed me out. My family pushed me forward when I wanted to stay in high. It's through
That's
this
the
relationship.
blessing to have that support. And when I felt God calling me to the leadership ministry and pastor and meant being a minister and all of that, I told God, God, if me being in this position will sabotage my marriage, I said, I don't want it. And I was honest with God. I said, I don't want it. But God worked that thing out and brought it together slowly but surely. And now we're where we're both pastoring equally.
Yes, God.
And it's, and I know you know because you've been there, it's a blessing to serve together
It
in the Lord.
is. It is. It truly is. It truly is. That second hat is so critical as a married woman because it even speaks to order. When someone calls to ask me to minister, to teach, sing, whatever, I always tell them I have to pray, I have to talk to my husband, and then I have to talk to my pastor. That's the order in which I do things. And in prayer, I have to get release. My husband has to release me, and then my pastor. Some might say that's too much, but it's order.
Which is
It's
known in both these days.
it's order. So Lord is the head of my life, and then he's put some people in the earth realm also to cover me and with wisdom to counsel me. And I honor those who he's puts in my life. If my husband gives me a no and I might want to do it really bad, I honor his no because he's responsible for me as my husband and my covering. And you know that Jairus window that they talk about blind spots. All of us got some blind spots, some things about us that we don't see and we don't know. And as my covering,
That's
he can
true.
tell when I'm tired and I still want to push. You know, like my daddy, girl, I know the spirit's with it, but that flesh is, and my husband can see. He sees because he's with me and he knows me when it needs to be a no. I remember once someone asked, and I said, well, gotta pray, talk to my husband, you know. And he was my pastor at the time. And so he gave me a no. I was cool with it. And I told her no. And she wanted to be argumentative with my husband over the no. Well, I was good with it. But what it showed me was she didn't know order. She didn't know order. My pastor's responsibility is to watch for my soul.
That's it.
And he will know some environments that I'm just not ready for, or even environments that just are not good for me. Now, my pastor is in Houston. Still, our pastors are still there, and they still watch for my soul. They still watch for us, and I honor that. I honor that because it's important that we honor what the Father has established for our protection. Because there are some wolves out there. There
Yes.
are. And again, we don't see everything, but there are those who the Father has given the responsibility to look out for us. They see. They see. And so that second covering is critical to me. It's through my husband that I first experienced the unconditional love of the Father. I was in a broken state, just real broken. And I remember calling my husband, telling him how just jacked up the Lord was showing me I was. And I was sorry for allowing him in. We were at work. And so he said, come home, and came home. And he just held me. And he said, I'm not going anywhere. He said, I love you. And I'm here. And in that moment, it wasn't the physical, but there was a spiritual connection that happened. And I understood a portion of the unconditional love of the Father for me. And it freed me. It freed me to uncover some other things because I wasn't afraid of being abandoned or rejected because he let me know, I'm here. I'm here. And it freed me to do what I'm doing now, gave me a safe space. And so when I say my family birthed me out, love of my family really did birth me out through demonstration of the love of the Father. So that's my second hat.
And I just feel like it's a book in you for the wives. I don't know if it's a collaboration with other wives, but yeah, we need that from you. We need that from you. Pray about
Amen.
that.
Yeah, well, we're gonna put that on the altar and
Yeah,
see
put that on the altar.
what
I'm
comes out
serious. Yeah.
there.
It's much needed. We can't go into depth all here on the podcast, but you know, it's these places we that you definitely would need to go that's necessary.
Be 34 years for us this year.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're
God is
going
faithful.
strong.
Amen.
Going
That's
strong.
my guy. That's my
And we look up like, whoo, it's that many? Where did it go?
That's my guy.
So what is that third hat, Pastor?
Oh, my babies, my babies, my children and my now grandchildren are my third hat. You know who I've included under that umbrella now, though, too? My dad and my mom. My dad and my mom, because we are caretakers for my dad and my mom.
As we get old, roles reverse where,
That's the third hat. The Word of God talks about a man who doesn't take care of his own house, his own family is worse than an infidel, you know. And so my children, making sure that they see the importance of that first hat, and that they see it in the natural, not just hear us, but that they see the demonstration of it. And not that they immediately buy into everything, because we didn't immediately buy into
No,
everything.
absolutely not.
I was
But they
telling my
see the
daughter,
consistency
that's
overall.
it.
The consistency is what makes the impact.
It really does. I was telling my daughter, my youngest daughter, earlier. I said, I just want to consistently do what the Father tells me to do. I said, if others don't do right, I just want to be right. I just want to keep before me what he's instructed, and be right, because I'm just accountable for what I do. I can't change anybody else's mind or heart. Only God can do that. But I can do what he's instructed me to do. So even if they treat me wrong, the word of God says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I'll repay. If they're hungry, feed them. If they're thirsty, give them to drink. But I don't even pray for, I don't have a get back at them spirit. My prayer is that he brings them to repentance, because that's what he desires. He doesn't want anybody to perish. He doesn't. He wants all to repent. And so that becomes my prayer. So, you know, my children, growing up in as a pastor's daughter, wife, and now ordained pastor, I had my experience, but my children, as the grandchildren, they had their experience, and they processed it differently than I did. And it's always been my prayer that they were not scarred and marred by things they couldn't understand at the time. But that the Lord will even use those things to further fine-tune them for their created purpose. Because I believe that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called. And all of my kids accepted Christ at a young age. Demonstration of gifts I saw in my babies. We saw them before they hit the teens, all of them. And
Man,
so it's my belief
and that's a
that,
blessing. That's
yeah,
a
it's
blessing.
my yeah, that everything that they experienced, they've gone through choices, it's working together for their good. Something good gonna come out of this girl. I just believe it. Something good is gonna come out of this. And I'm looking, I'm expecting. So what I told the Lord is, you take care of my babies, you can have me. You can have me. Use me however you want to. Just take care of my babies. If it's not me, if it's not my voice, then raise somebody else
And that's
up
what
to be
counts.
the voice that I am in the lives of others. But take care of my babies, because I don't want to, those in the world to be saved by what I do and my babies be lost.
That's it.
Nope, 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 nope. Yeah. And so those are my three hats: the care of my parents. Everything that we do now revolves around them and their care. And so there's some arenas that we just don't operate in. We don't walk in because of where they are and what they need. And so we have, sacrificially made the decision just to give ourselves in this season to making sure that they're good.
What a blessing. What a blessing. So thank you so much. So for Women's History Month, what one woman would you say inspires you the most?
My mother.
I knew it. Yes.
My mother, you talk about a wife. Her whole life is about making sure that my dad is good and being the wife that he needs. People would see things publicly, but behind the scenes, I watch even now as her whole life is about making sure that my daddy is good, that he's taken care of, that he has not just what he needs, but what he wants during these latter years, that he gets the best of what he can have, in these latter years, even if it costs her. So I have to tell her physically, you can't do what you used to do, Mama. You're not there, but your dad, and her heart, just her heart. My mother, she inspires me so. She inspires me so. Such a strong woman of faith. And even in these latter years, she's still discipling even from home. Homemakers that come in always asking, okay, Father, what did the Lord send them here for Mama? What are you supposed to be teaching her? I mean, she's just still teaching basic things in the home, how to take care of the home, how to manage it, what's priority, how to keep things in order. I mean, she just, my mom. Yeah, my mom.
Thank you so much. Do you have anything, any conferences, gatherings, speaking engagements coming up? Tell us about our wonderful group that you are the CEO and founder of on Facebook and outside of Facebook as well, and how people can keep in touch with you.
A woman worth holding on to global. I would have to say that's my fourth hat.
That's it.
It really is my fourth hat. A woman worth holding on to global actually was birthed out of a need that I had. There was a deficit in my life with woman-to-woman relationships. I didn't have healthy woman-to-woman relationships, and I wanted them so bad. And during that season, what the Lord began to do was to just have me doing some digging in the word relative to what the word says about these relationships. That Titus 2 relationship, that woman that comes alongside should be a woman whose behavior becomes holiness. She's not a slanderer. She doesn't drink much wine, it talks about, and she's a teacher of good things. It showed her even in these women's homes, teaching them how, like my mama, teaching them how to Yeah. Take care of home and their children. And then that relationship in the book of Ruth, that Ruth 1:16 through 18. I heard my mama minister on that passage, and it grabbed my heart. I was like, that's what I'm looking for. Where Ruth tells Naomi, don't ask me to leave you. Don't ask me to stop following you. Your God, my God, your people, my people, and nothing but death will separate us. And she'd seen this woman at the worst of times. This woman called herself bitter. And this girl had an opportunity to go back home to her family. And she said, no. And I told the Lord, I said, that's what I'm looking for. Because a lot of times, in the first family, when you're on Front Street, I mean, your mess ups, they're out there in public. And then you
True.
have people, who, okay, I'm gonna kind of back up from you because everybody know, what you did, how you messed up and all that. And I just really needed some ride or dies I was looking for. That's what I wanted to, those authentic relationships. And so from this digging, that's where a woman worth holding on to was birthed from. And we are a Christian community of women living authentically. And then we are empowering, encouraging, and equipping other women to do the same through our coaching, our teaching, but most of all through our lifestyle. We're all about relationship and lifting women. It's just so critical. It's critical that we have a place for lifting. So you won't see the latest news, what's going on in the church world, in the political world, in Israel, with Russia, with Trump and Biden. That's not what we're there for. We're strictly about lifting women through prayer, through word, through coaching, celebrating birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, just lifting, checking in on women, making sure you're good, sis, and then providing some tools for growing. Because I can only bring to the table what I have. I can't give you what I don't have. So we provide tools for transformation to take place. We believe in, yes, get the information, add application so that you can experience transformation. And then when I bring the best version of me to the table, it changes relationship. It does. It changes it. And so that's a woman worth holding on to, global. And we enjoy. You can find us at A Woman Worth Holding On To Global on Facebook. A Woman Worth Holding On To Global on Instagram. Our website is awwhoglobal.com. And we do have small groups and things that we host, coaching groups of core women who want to do the dig so that they can go through transformation and then help us to help more women, because we want to make sure that we're fulfilling our created mandate. Because, God expects us to be fruitful. He expects us to multiply. He expects us to replenish. He expects us to subdue, and he expects us to operate with dominion. That's an expectation. It's not an option. And so we live life under the umbrella of fulfilling the expectation of the Father in the earth realm. We believe that when you see me, you should experience him. And that should serve as a drawer to him by interacting with us. Women should want to know more about him, and how to live like that, and how to. And so we're real practical, we're real relational.
Yes, you ladies are. We love you
We,
guys.
yeah, and
And I
we love
remember
God.
saying a quote some years ago. It probably was a motivations quote. When as a Christian believer, when I show up, God should show up.
That's right. That's right. He should.
That's what you said. So on
He
point.
should.
And so all of those links will be are in the description. So make sure you like and follow and share the podcast. Please join the community at Woman Worth Holding On To, where the lead founder is Pastor Coach Tamara Pope. And I love you, sis. I thank you
Love
again
you
for
too.
being here on the Motivations Podcast. And we will talk to you soon. See you.
Yes.